Good morning, everyone. My name is Luke, and I will be your conference operator. Welcome to Hotellers City Express's second quarter 2023 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Please ensure that your full name is displayed correctly on Zoom. If not, please take a moment to edit your display name. I will now turn the call over to Hector Vasquez, the company's investor relations director. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. We released our second quarter 2023 results yesterday after the market close, which can be viewed on Hotellers City's investor relations website. We want to remind you that during this call, management comments may include forward-looking statements. We ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly reports for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call is Mr. Luis Barrios, our CEO, and Mr. Santiago Parra, the company's CFO. Luis will begin with some opening remarks, followed by Santiago, who will present the company's financial results. We will then open the floor for questions. Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Luis.
Thank you, Hector. Good morning, everyone, and thank you, John. Thank you for joining us today to present Hotellers City's second quarter 2023 results. I am pleased to share the achievements we have attained throughout the year. Our dedicated team's commitment and strategic decision-making have propelled us towards success in our integration process with Marriott. Additionally, our results have demonstrated improvements in demand and average daily rates compared to the first half of the previous year. The domestic economy has shown resilience going into 2023, with GDP, industrial production, exports, and consumption all trending above initial expectations. This is great news for our business, as most of our operations are driven by these factors. Furthermore, international tourism revenue has surged by over 20% compared to pre-pandemic levels, contributing to growth in this sector and to our hotel portfolio. Inflationary measures pressures have decreased, and we anticipate interest rates declining from current high levels going into forward into next year. This should help bolster our growth and profitability going forward. Our efforts to adjust our prices in response to the impact of the pandemic have been fruitful. We have successfully aligned our pricing strategy in some specific market segments with inflationary pressures, leading to a cumulative increase of 16.3%. Still below a couple of points in contrast to the 20% inflation experienced during the same period. Looking ahead, our strategy involves maintaining a selective management of our rates in some of our market segments that aligns with the decreasing inflationary trends while bolstering room nights volume. In addition, we are concentrating efforts focusing on the positioning of City Express Plus and City Central brand to further increase sales and consolidate our food and beverage service in these brands, as we believe there is additional room for improvement in these particular products. Throughout the second quarter, our company has witnessed a year-on-year uptick in our key performance indicators. To begin, the occupancy rate was 56.1% for the quarter, 1.7 percentage points above 2022. The average daily rate was 1,201 pesos for the quarter and 9% compared to the same quarter of last year. Looking ahead, we anticipate a stronger second half of the year, but benefiting both from cyclical effects, continuous marketing and operational programs, and taking advantage of the initial integration of the strategic relationship with Marriott. This collaboration is expected to unlock new opportunities, as well as the possibility to expand our development in the hospitality industry in the midterm. In May, we announced the closing of our transaction with Marriott, and currently we have integrated operations of the distribution platforms with Marriott marketing platforms in 7 hotels as a pilot test with great success. The implementation process will be gradual, as we are covering various areas such as information technology, operations, development, marketing, and advertising. Full integration of the technological platform is expected in August. And from that, we foresee a gradual increase in the benefit from the marketing programs towards the end of the last of the year. Immediate impacts following the transaction closure include the cost reduction in distribution channels for the hotels, adjustment in revenues and expenses in OPCO, and improvements in the financial structure and net interest expense of the company. However, as we start to witness tangible benefits from additional sales and make further progress in the integration with Marriott, while simultaneously identifying and implementing synergies, we expect to see improvement in both margins and cash flow figures. These improvements will more than offset the short-term impacts in OPCO that I mentioned earlier. In order to understand the impact of the transaction, we suggest to keep track of the profit before taxes line of our financials, since it encompasses the operating and the financial effects of the company. As we mentioned before, this transaction brings forth exciting growth opportunities as we gain access to Marriott's international customer base, achieve cost synergies, and significantly enhance our position in the Mexican market. We look forward to sharing with you the benefits of this collaboration as they are realized. Hotelcity remains committed to its ongoing strategy to reduce leverage and optimizing the financial terms of our debt. We are in the final stage to complete the refinancing of our syndicated loan. This strategic move will enable us to defer our amortization schedule and lower the cost of our debt and capitalize on more advantageous financial terms. We anticipate the conclusion of this refinancing process within the coming weeks. From an operational standpoint, we've been focusing on reinforcing the profitability of the assets under management to have a more consistent operation. We've undertaken a comprehensive operational analysis to ensure we have a streamlined operation, well-trained and full staff team in place. Our goal is to better position our properties within the sector by increasing our partnership, actively engaging across various sales channels, and maintaining a rigorous quality and service control. Further, we're planning to leverage Marriott's marketing channels and the lower distribution cost on OTAs to broaden our reach and secure more reservations in the domestic, but especially in the international market. As I mentioned before, we're also strengthening the City Express Plus and City Center brands by consolidating the food and beverage services. Additionally, through necessary renovations and maintenance, we're working to enhance the ROIC for our properties. Going forward, we will continue to optimize and reduce our non-productive assets. All in all, we have witnessed a favorable performance in our hotels. In the Southeast region, we have maintained a solid occupancy rate of around 64%, driven by the recovery in demand from group events, conventions, business traveler, and leisure tourism. Our successful approach of targeting new segments of demand has resulted in an expansion of our customer base, particularly among leisure travelers. Additionally, we have seen a favorable performance in the Northwest and leisure market and Northeast regions. This can be mainly attributed to the thriving nearshoring activity in the border industrial corridor, in particular in economic sectors such as manufacturing and technology. Our liquidity has significantly improved, allowing us to reduce debt, net interest expense, and continue to invest in essential hotel renovations and upcoming hotel openings. During the quarter, we made an 800 million pesos prepayment on a portion of our syndicated loan using the proceeds from the sale of our brands. This prepayment will result in a reduction of about 120 million pesos in interest expense. Furthermore, we anticipate earning approximately 135 million pesos in interest income from the return of our investments in cash and equivalents. As a result, we've reduced the outstanding balance of our syndicated loan to over 20%, strengthening our balance sheet and improving cash flow in a high interest rate environment. I would also like to share an update regarding our share buyback program. Our active repurchasing of the company's shares has remained consistent. Throughout the quarter, we successfully acquired approximately 11 million shares. Looking back, during 22 and 23, we have repurchased approximately 31.8 million shares, leaving us a remaining total of 33.6 million shares in our treasury. These ongoing repurchases reinforce our commitment to returning value to our investors. Overall, our quarterly results reflect steady growth and improved profitability. After adjusting for the sale of the brands, we have experienced resilient demand in the market, benefiting from Mexico's nearshoring trends and effective macroeconomic management. Our alliance with Marriott promises to open new growth opportunities as we make progress in the integration. We anticipate unlocking synergies and operating efficiencies. In short, we are confident that the best is ahead for Hoteles City Express. Our comprehensive financing result increased for the quarter to 203 million pesos, compared to 141 million pesos. ¿Qué pasó? I'm sorry, I am reading Santiago's report. I will now pass the call to Santiago, who will give you more details on the results from the second quarter.
Thank you, Luis, and good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to share with you our results from the second quarter of 2023. I'd like to begin by emphasizing some key strategic actions taken during the quarter regarding our balance sheets. Firstly, as Luis mentioned, we successfully made a debt prepayment of 800 million pesos, resulting in a reduction of our net debt and an improvement in our net debt to EBITDA ratio from 4.2 times in first quarter 23 to 2.8 times in second quarter 23. This prepayment has allowed us to make significant progress with our syndicated loan, reducing the outstanding balance by over 20%. We're on track to finalize the refinancing of our syndicated loan in early August. It is also worth noting that we currently have an interest rate coverage of approximately 75.2% of total debt, which indicates our strong financial position. Looking to the quarterly results, my remarks will be based on Hoteles City Express's second quarter 2023 financial results as prepared under IFRS guidelines. We closed the quarter with a portfolio of 151 total hotels, one less compared to the second quarter of last year. Of these, 144 were considered established properties, one less than in the second quarter of 2022. The chain operated 17,367 rooms in the quarter, 111 less than the second quarter of 2022. At chain level, our ADR increased 9% year over year to 1,201 pesos, and the occupancy rate increased by 1.7 percentage points over the same period to reach 56.1%. Taken together, RevPAR increased 12.4% year on year, closing the quarter at 674 pesos. Strong business and leisure hotel activity, along with increased rates and consistent demand, led to an increase in the chain's RevPAR. We observed that the occupancy increase tendency slowed down during the second quarter, mainly due to cyclicity of the industry. Revenue reached 875 million pesos for the quarter. This implies a 12.1% year-on-year increase and reflects the increase in occupancy and ADR compared to the same quarter of 2022. Total cost for the quarter increased 9.4% year-on-year to 748 million pesos. This was directly related to the increase in occupancy and the resultant higher cost per occupied room each night. Despite this, the cost increase was 2.7 percentage points lower than the increase in revenue due to our cost containment strategy, which shows our high operating leverage. Second quarter adjusted EBITDA was 231.2 million pesos, an increase of 4.2% year on year. This resulted in a margin of 26.4% and an adjusted EBITDA 2 percentage points lower than reported in the second quarter of 2022. The latter is mainly explained due to the impact on OpCo as a result of the sale of the brand. However, it is important to note that once adjusted for the sale of the brand, the underlying profitability of our hotels continue to improve. Our comprehensive financing result increased for the quarter to 2,003.4 million pesos. Compared to 140.1 million pesos reported in the second quarter 2022. This was primarily due to an increase in interest payments on our bank obligations caused by the rate increases compared to 2022. At the end of the quarter, 75.2% of our total debt was covered with a derivative instrument, capping the base rate of our loans at a weighted average cost of 12.2%. As a result, 3,293.4 million pesos of our debt is hedged against interest rate increases. At the end of last year, we were able to agree with our bank lenders to authorize financial covenants waivers until the fourth quarter of 2023, which shows the confident and strong relationship we have with our lending institutions. Financial liabilities decreased by 20.5%. from 5,545.6 million pesos at the end of second quarter 2022 to 4,410.8 million pesos in second quarter 2023. Cash and cash equivalents increased 43.5% year over year to 1,272.1 million pesos. We have expensed approximately 86 million pesos as part of a share repurchase plan in the second quarter of 2023 and made a debt repayment of 800 million pesos. Net debt decreased 33.6% versus first quarter 2023 to 3,039 million pesos. In summary, our quarter results reflect the positive momentum we're experiencing and the successful execution of the strategic initiatives we announced in previous quarters. As we move forward, we remain focused on driving profitability, optimizing our balance sheet, and capitalizing on growth opportunity. Thank you for your attention. Luke, please begin the Q&A portion of our call.
Thank you. We will now conduct a Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the raise hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you are connected via telephone, please dial *9. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. When it is your turn to ask a question, you will be given permission to speak. You will then be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. We will now pause for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Michael Burkle. Please state your company name and ask your question.
Hello, my name is Michael Burkle. Your company name is Zenon Investments. Thanks for the presentation and congrats on the result. We would like to get a feel for how to better think about the interest expense going forward because we probably after 15 months look at additional EBITDA from recuperating the Marriott effect of maybe 80 million per year. And that then feeds down to the interest expense, which is 120 million less from your repayment. But for the last couple of years, basically the main hindrance of becoming profitable was the interest expense. So maybe you can give us some guidance of what you would expect from your refinancing, obviously not revealing what you're going to publish in a couple of days, but just for a better feel for us, where we're going to end up for a normalized net income margin. Thank you.
Hi, Michael. This is Santiago Parra. Thank you for your question. What we're expecting going forward is a reduction in the interest rates based on the net debt to EBITDA ratios that the company currently has. We will be announcing the rates in a couple of weeks, but you should expect a significant reduction there. As well, we will have an amortization curve that is more beneficial for the company. So in this sense, we will pay less amortizations and we will have this interest rate reduction. I don't know if this answers your question.
I think it's all you can say for now. Thanks.
Correct. We will be giving some more details in a couple of weeks. Once the transaction is closed and the refinancing is in place.
Thank you.
We will pause once more for any further questions. As a reminder, to ask a question from a phone, dial *9. Or if you've joined the call over Zoom, please press the raised hand button at the bottom of your screen. Our next question comes from the telephone line ending 0190. Please state your company name and ask your question. You may need to press *6 to unmute yourself. Okay, it seems like that call didn't go through. We will pause once more for any further questions. Hoteles City's CEO, Mr. Luis Barrios, and CFO, Mr. Santiago Parra, are available to answer any further questions you may have about the second quarter 2023 results.
Thank you all for participating in today's call. We're pleased with the robust performance in the second quarter and anticipate a strong second half of the year. As always, we appreciate your trust as we work to generate value for our stakeholders. Should you have any questions or feedback, please don't hesitate to get in touch. We would be more than happy to speak with you.
That concludes today's call. You may now disconnect. Thank you.